the Regal School on thedrunk.com. Allie, happy new year. First call of the new year.
Yeah, happy new year to you as well. 2015 is here. It almost seems like, you know, we just started 2014. So time certainly does go by pretty darn quick, right?
It flies by. I mean, last year just was a blink of an eye. And I think that is par for the course. I remember my, you know, grandparents even saying that the older they get, the faster time goes.
Yeah, and, you know, it's so true, though. It really is true. I mean, I used to, you know, when I was younger, summers lasted forever. You know, now it's like you blink your eye and it's over and you go like, damn, I'm closing my pool up again. I just opened it and now I'm closing it. That kind of mindset. So it's interesting. You and I were just chatting and we're like, hey, let's hurry up and hit the record button because we had a great topic. You know, we first started off talking about your karate for the Christmas campaign and how you did on that. Tell people some of the numbers on this so that they could see and what your open house was, because if people are avid listeners, they heard that we, you know, we chatted about doing an open house for you. You were going to do one where everyone came in on two separate times. So tell us a little bit real quick on that.
Yeah, well, we finished our remodel at the studio just in time, where we put in a new floor in the front room and we kind of moved our office around. So that was kind of stressful over the 2 weeks that we were closed, but only because I wanted it to be perfect when everybody came in, and it was. We set up two different times, one at 9 o'clock and the other one at 10:30 for everybody that had purchased the Karate for Christmas special. Just to remind you what it was, it was 2 months of karate and a free uniform and a free belt testing for $50, and if they purchased it before November 30th, we also gave them a $10 Target gift card. We mailed everything to them at our cost, not theirs. And so we had the best year ever. We had a total of 86 people to purchase the Karate for Christmas. Unbelievable. Like, and I know throughout our calls, I was keeping you updated on it. But anyhow, per our, I don't know, maybe three conversations ago or two conversations ago on our school owner talk, we had come up with an orientation day, an open house. And so we contacted everyone. Out of the 86 people, we had about 71 to 75 come. I don't remember the exact number, but I know it was about that. And more people came to the 10:31 than the 9 o'clock. I don't think they wanted to get up as early. But basically what we did, in a nutshell, we, you know, had them come through. We processed them, made sure they had all the proper paperwork. Everything was filled out correctly. Took their pictures, showed them how the time card system works, showed them how to, you know, tie their belt and what classrooms they were going to be in, introduced them to their instructors. And then we did about a 20-minute class where it was just high energy, high impact, but, you know, taught them how our culture went, you know, when and how to bow and when to use the moves and not to use the moves. And we even had them, we had them all earn a skill stripe, you know, that day. And then I took the last, you know, 7 to 10 minutes and talked to the parents and basically, you know, gave them the housekeeping things, you know, where to park, where not to park, because we're next door to an ambulance service has moved in next door. So we can't park in front of that door anymore. It used to be vacant, but they can't park there. And we're, you know, just how, and I did this in the best way I knew how, was to inform them that, you know, if you think it's busy today, wait till this week because, you know, we have you guys coming in, but we also have our regular student body coming in. So if you want a seat, you got to get here early. And, I mean, I said it more eloquent than that, but I just wanted to make sure that they understood that this is, you know, it's going to be a little bit busier. And then I gave them our January newsletter with all the important dates for the whole year, plus the important dates for the next 2 months, you know, things that are going on here. And then not to mention, I gave them our usual follow-up letter for Karate for Christmas, but then I spoke about it. And it's a 6-page letter. It's basically, you know, a testimonial-based letter, but it's informational too. It tells them how the stripes work you know, how they can, you know, do private lessons. And then about our program, basically that, you know, it's an all-inclusive program. You pay one price. This is what you get. And then, you know, I told them that and I sat there and told them about those things as well, but that if they signed up for the program, so the normal price of the program is $169 a month, but if they sign up by January 30th, not the 31st because that's a Saturday and we're not open, but so if they sign up by January 30th, then they can lock in the price of $139 a month, save $30 a month, also waive the $100 registration fee, and we're going to give them a second uniform absolutely free. So it was just – it was a great great experience for everyone. And we had coffee and cookies and, you know, we gave everybody, like we had talked about, we gave everybody a bottle of water with our label on it. So we put our own label on top of the label, which was a great idea, by the way. We're going to do that for everybody that comes in now to do a trial. So thank you for that, Allie.
Yeah, no worry. No worry. That was a cool. We do that with our kickboxers. We have a label made up for that and for the dojo. And when they come in, we're like, here's your water bottle, complimentary on us. It also is good because it gets people in the mindset of having that water bottle, you know, and having that drink after class or during. So it gets them in the buying habit of getting drinks at your school. But no problem. So that's good. Keep going. I love what I'm hearing.
So, you know, we ended the year, and I'm gonna probably be off maybe just a little bit because I haven't calculated the final numbers for the end of the year, but about 282 students, and some of those are paid, some of them are, you know, they've paid all the way through, you know, like a paid in full. Some of them are third family members or fourth family members that don't pay just because of the way that we do it. You pay for two here and everybody else can train, you know, in the family. So we have about 282 students. Now we're going to be, a quarter bigger, you know, with 86 more people coming in. You know, I'm excited. Here was my plan, right? I was thinking now I've got this place down to a system. I actually was going to take off January and February and just work from home. I wasn't going to be here and teach any classes, but that's not going to happen because I need to step in and teach, especially the beginner classes because I have all these people. And I was speaking to you about, this year I was looking to, and I've already done some of the groundwork, but looking to open up another school about 30 miles away from here. Because I have I had an instructor, but then I have another instructor who would like to do this for a living as well. And so I thought that, you know, opening up a second location probably would be a good deal so that, you know, we can work together on that. But you and I were talking about, you know, it's not something that you have to do, but, you know, it all depends upon what the blueprint that you want for your life. And I know that you've had multiple schools. And then, you know, now you're down to two locations, but it's really, you know, all boils down to what is it that you really want to do. And the funny thing is now I don't know. I would still love to be able to open up a second one, but, man, if we can make this one 350 students, which, right. I mean, the most I've had before, I've had 342 students before. And then I got overwhelmed. It was just too hectic. And I was like, man, this is not the lifestyle I wanted. And I really wanted to bring down. And that's what I did. I brought the numbers down by raising my prices and I had, you know, less people sign up, but I was making more money with them. But now, I mean, price doesn't seem to be the obstacle at the moment.
Yeah. And you know what, here, let me just interject on a few things. So, you know, as a coach, if I were coaching you, which, you know, we talk to each other all the time, I would always say, well, what are your real dreams and desires, you know, what is the real bottom line? And when we are the architects of our own, you know, world, we build our business to be the business that it is, you know, we usually have a few desires. One is, you know, world domination. You know, we want to have schools and locations or Starbucks coffees all over the world. We want to have 30,000 locations. Not only do we want to do that to make a ton of money, but we also have a bigger social goal, employing people, you know, maybe making coffee the next biggest addiction, which most of these coffee places did, et cetera, et cetera. You have to kind of figure out, step back and do what we call a what I have, which is called a Maburoshi statement, where it's a lot of my clients have done it. It's a vision quest. What do we, and that's Japanese for a vision quest, you know, Maburoshi, like to see into the future. And anyway, you know, what is it that we want to do? And, you know, speaking, when I opened my school, my first location, I didn't even know that I wanted to be in the martial art business. I actually just opened my school so I'd have people to train with. I wasn't even thinking about the future in any way. I found the location, opened it up, a tiny little place I wanted people to technically train with, people that I could practice my moves on. you know, it was there was nothing in my future as far as that went. And then later on, I started to realize, hey, this could be a lucrative living. I sold my other business, which is a landscape construction business, and I opened that school. And then from that moment forward, I was gung-ho. I wanted to have schools in every country, every state, and I just was going gung-ho, you know. So that at that point, that's who I was, you know. And so who do you want to be? If you're listening, like, what? Who do you want to be? And for you, Dwayne, you know, you could probably take that one employee, that guy who wants to open up his school, maybe keep him and have him help you run this school and free yourself up, but also give you that opportunity to grow that school that much bigger without as more stress and more pressure, and be able to step back and go, you know what, I could make just as much money, if not more money, at one location than I can with two. You know, because there's probably areas that are so untapped in your school, like all of our schools, you know, retail, special event, you know, things of that nature, you know, higher level programs, individual kind of elite type programs, that you could be making a fortune on out of that one location with very little or less than nothing as far as overhead added to your location.
Yeah, I know. That still is something that I'm, you know, kind of going through. And it's funny because, you know, we talked about before where you mentioned it, you know, where do you want to be, but where is it that, where are you at in your life right now?
Right.
You know, so many times I've had coaching clients ask me, you know, so what do you do in order to get everything done? Or what do you do, you know, what are you doing for your marketing? And what are you doing for this and that? And I kind of step back and I say, you know, the question that you kind of want to ask yourself is, it's okay to find out what I'm doing now, but a better question would be is what did you do when you were in my position in order to get where you are now? It's great. It's great to, you know, be able to say that, I'm taking a month off and what have you. But most school owners can't do that at the point that they're at right now. And in order to get there, they need to ask the right question. Like, you know, what did you do when you had, you know, three children and a wife and, you know, the part-time job in order to make your school full-time and yada, yada, yada. You know, those are the questions that I think need to be asked in order to get where it is that you want to go. Not what are you doing right now? That's just going to – it excites you, but it doesn't give you the path. Does that kind of make sense?
It does. And you know what's interesting, though, and that's what it is. It's like, you know what, I wish, and I'm sure you do too, when we first started our schools, I mean, I could go back 24 years, I wish that there was a guy like me or like you or like, you know, the other coaches that are really good out there that could have shared with me a little bit more. I mean, I was constantly chasing and looking for things in my own inventing things that would work. Then, you know, the industry started to develop and more people were sharing what they did and, you know, you could get ideas. However, I was kind of came in 25 years ago in its infancy where, you know, there weren't that many coaches, there weren't associations for martial arts, et cetera, et cetera. And now it's like rampant. Every way you turn, the next guy who's achieved any form of success, he's a coach now and he's selling his system. And people are so inundated with, you know, what I call information overload. You know, they're drinking from that proverbial fire hose, you know, with so much info. So, and young guys are going, wow, I want to be like that guy. I want to make a ton of money. I want to have a ton of students. So I'll follow what he does. However, they need to discover what they truly want as the end result. Because it's like building a house, wanting it to be a big house, and you keep adding on stories and then realize that the foundation was built terribly. You know, but you gotta realize what makes you happy. And you know what I have to say? Don't worry about it, everybody, because it eventually will change. You'll get more mature. You'll be at a different stage of your life. You might be single now, and then you might be married then, and then you may have kids later. And all your goals and your priorities are going to change as you go along. So what is it right now that you want, and what would you like to see in the future? Start trying to build that vision board, so to speak.
Exactly. And I can remember when I finally decided that I didn't want Saturday classes here anymore because I didn't want to be teaching on a Saturday morning. So I structured everything so it's Monday through Friday. I mean, we have birthday parties on Saturdays, but I have other instructors that teach those and do those. So, you know, it's just even as simple as that. I wanted my weekends free so I could spend them with my family and we could go and do things, or if they had, you know, events. Like my son now, he does volleyball and he's on a traveling volleyball team. And you know, we go on weekends. We're going to go this weekend and he's got a tournament this weekend. And had I had what I used to have here, you know, but that's the way that everybody did it in the martial arts, right? I mean, and
right.
I know you have Saturday classes too, but you're not teaching them.
Actually, it is opposite though. I actually love to teach my Saturday class, and that's my favorite class.
Let me just say, it's not that I don't like to teach. I just didn't.
Saturdays are different to you. It's like Sundays for me. I want to shut down. Like my girlfriend has a yoga studio. She works all day on a Sunday. Sunday, I like to kind of get coffee, lay in bed, watch a little TV, meander around the house, clean, organize, relax, watch some television, go on the internet, like silly, meaningless stuff. Where she's busy going from morning to night. You know, I like that to be my Sunday. However, Saturdays for me, I like going in. It's my leadership team. I'd rather go in on a Saturday than go in on during the weekday. So it's just different for you and I, the days that we choose. But that's the beauty of it all. You know, you could hire somebody and have them do your Saturdays. Like I have, I don't have to go in ever if I don't want to, because I have good people in place. The business is perpetually running and doing its thing. It's making money. I'm happy. You know, of course, if I were there, you know, pushing like I used to be, I could probably double the location. You know, I don't know now in my life if that's what I want. I had a student just yesterday ask me the question. He said, you know, do you enjoy the martial arts as much as you used to? And I said, you know what? I'm not doing martial arts anymore. I live the martial arts. I tell my students, are you doing the martial arts, or are you living the martial arts, or is it or doing the martial arts, or is it what you do, or is it who you are? And for me, it's every day of my life is I'm a martial artist. So it's not so much that I'm going in and banging out a class and, you know, trying to get to that next level. It's just how I live my life now after, you know, 45 years.
Right. It's principles and concepts, but I mean, you're still practicing martial arts, you're still living it. I mean, it's not. It didn't
every day is art for me. Every day, whether it be a relationship, a conflict resolution situation, having patience while driving, spiritually teaching my students how to live a more compassionate and loving lifestyle. All of that to me is martial arts. So it's not about me just going out and teaching technique 1 through 20 anymore. So I've evolved to a different part in my life. Like I said, for all the listeners out there, that's what you're gonna do. You're going to go through these cycles and you're going to try to find out what you want, and you got to set your goals, but you are the architect. You have to have a vision. You have to be able to, to really look at, you know, what your goals and dreams are, and then get someone capable of coaching you to that level. Don't just kind of be like the guy who gets in a sailboat and wants to go to some far off land and just hope that the tides are going to take you there. Don't trust that everyone out there has your best interest in mind, because there's a lot of industry associations out there that all they're doing is trying to get you excited so you could buy new stuff. I once had one of the industries ask me to speak, and their question was, you know, what is the next newest, funnest, coolest thing that you could do? You know, for this, I'm like, well, how about we just get back to business? Let's make that fun. Let's get back to the basics. Let's teach people how to build a hard, strong foundation so that they can move on to building an empire. That's really what I look at.
You know, well, and I like what you say is building a legacy. I mean, it really is. It reminds me of, I know this summer or this spring, back in spring, we were talking about this. I don't know if we talked on the school owner talk calls, but basically I had an opportunity next door to me had opened up. That's now where the ambulance service is. And you and I were talking about, you know, should I,
rent
that location. Yeah. And let me just say this quickly, so the callers know what I'm talking about, is there is a CrossFit studio that is right behind me, and they wanted a storefront location, and that would have been right next door to me. They were going to actually keep both locations. Well, I didn't want them to be right next door to me because they also wanted to buy that location so they could have kickboxing. Well, I'm like, you know, that's a direct competition to me. I mean, they would just be doing fitness kickboxing, but still, I didn't want that. And so I went to my landlord and I said, hey, what do I got to do to get this place? Because I don't want anybody else to get it. And he's like, well, you got to do, you know, just outbid the guy. I'm like, okay. So I came up with the best bid and it was mine. Well, I eventually ended up, you know, turning it down. And, you know, he eventually turned it down too, which after me, my landlord went and talked to him to find out if he wanted it. And, you know, he eventually turned it down and now there's an ambulance service. So, I mean, it's great that it didn't happen. But the biggest reason I went ahead and didn't take it is because I would have to come up with a program to put in there and market it and start over. The easiest program I thought maybe would be like an after school program, because it would, there's no karate school here that has an after school program. We could throw one in there, but then I'd have to buy a van and all this other stuff. And it's like, and forgive me for saying this. It's just the way that that's not something I want to do. It's not in my blueprint, if you will, that I want to have a after school program. It's not something that I'm interested in. So that really was like the you know, this deal sealer, if you will. It's like, no, I'm not going to do it. And I turned it down. And sometimes, knowing what you don't want will help you gain clarity to find what it is that you actually do want.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And that, you know, that's interesting because, you know, we have to really look at the root reason of why you were thinking of expanding. You know, was it to block out competition and then you're going to push yourself into a corner where you're just building a business just to not allow competition? Or do you even really want to be in that after school market or fitness market? You know, I sometimes wonder, you know, when I look at things, that all along, all my whole life, I've only run a traditional martial arts school and I've been super happy about it. There's been many opportunities to do CrossFit and, you know, all these other things. And, you know, I've only just recently started doing kickboxing at my school because we do have multiple rooms and open times. But I sometimes wonder, like, would I be better off just keeping my martial arts school, because that's where I make my bread and butter, and really focusing on all that energy that you put into trying to grow that program could just be put into my martial art program. I believe that I could help way more people doing that and make way more money doing it. However, it really is all about what you want, and that's what our listeners should really think about. They have to be the architects and of their own, you know, life. So that's something that we could maybe share more information with them on. You know, how would you what would be like the first step or two to make that happen? What do you think?
Well, like I said, I think if you start defining the things that you don't want, you know, if you don't want to have a kickboxing, or you don't want to have an after school program, or I don't want to have, and fill in the blank. You know, there are schools, and you and I have coached different schools, but there are schools that are primarily kids, like mine. There are schools that are primarily adults. I mean, that's, you know, and those adult schools are more of an anomaly than the ones with kids, I think, in the martial arts industry. But, you know, so deciding what it is that you want, do you want to teach kids or do you want to teach adults? I mean, you can teach both, but what is your primary ones? And it's not to say that you don't advertise to both. I mean, I get adults because of the advertising that I do for kids, and then I get some of their parents and some of their friends, but I don't advertise adults at all. And I run two adult classes at night throughout the week, and then one in the morning. And of course, the morning one isn't as packed. But so I think you start there. You decide what it is that you don't want, the things that you don't want to be.
Right.
And I think you gather the things that you don't want to be from knowing what it is that you like. I mean, when I first started, don't get me wrong, I still love kids, but that was my focus. I really wanted to make an impact on the children in my community, and I wanted to be known for that. And so that's what we've developed, is that's what we're known for, is we change kids' lives. And I think that's where you first start. What is your passion? And then you build everything based upon what your passion is. You are going to have to do some things that you don't like, but I think that's how you started out. Am I making sense?
Yeah, and you know what? It's absolutely correct. I mean, you know, yeah, you don't want to, you don't, if you hate the fitness industry and you hate having women that are just, you know, out there training and throwing punches incorrectly and kicking bags, just, you know, having fun and, you know, burning calories, and that drives you crazy, don't get into that industry, right? Or you hate kids, being around kids and kids that are running around and have too much energy, don't get in the martial arts to teach children. It's crazy, right? So the one thing, too, that's interesting, though, is that we have to also think about the bottom root cause of what we want. And that's what I think most people don't realize. Like, you know, for example, why do we, you know, find a relationship? You know, what is the reason why we want to be with someone? Is it to be in love, or is it to have a trophy wife or husband? You know, what are your goals? Simplistically, you have to dial it down to the very rawest form. Like, why do you want to be a martial art teacher? The most important thing should be that you want to help others. However, you know, you can't, unless you're a real good businessman, run a business that has four or five or six different businesses wrapped within it. In other words, a little kid's business, a medium-age kid's business, a youth-to-teen business, an adult business, and, you know, a retail store and a special event business that's all in one thing. And most people really want to, you know, to do that. You know, they don't realize what they're getting themselves into. I have a few friends, like one of my good friends, Dawn Barnes, and or Melody Schumann. They have focused on children. That's their main thing. They said, this is what my niche is going to be. I'm going to stick with that group. I'm going to specialize in that group. I'm not going to claim to be a million different things, and I'm going to be good at what I do. So we have to understand, and what is it? And what's the other root reason why we teach? We run a business is to make money. Most school owners are very conflicted with the fact that they can make money at something that they love. They're embarrassed by the fact that they make money and they're successful. And the ones that aren't sometimes come off cocky. Like, yeah, you know, they're driving around in their Mercedes or their Vipers or whatever, and they feel like they're flaunting it. But, you know, they don't feel that way about a successful surgeon, neurosurgeon, doctor, anesthesiologist. They're allowed to have success and wealth. But martial artists feel a little bit conflicted and guilty about it. So what is it that you really want? That's what the listeners have to understand. What is it as a school owner that you want? And now let's linearly focus on achieving that goal.
Yeah, and just be sold out to that one vision, that one goal. And that gets sidetracked, you know. And once you start following that path, you'll be amazed at what happens. It's like when I don't know if you I'm sure you get this when you coach, but you know, I'll start with one system, and one of the most important systems that I think that needs to be laid. And oh yeah, we already have that. Okay, so let's go ahead and let's take a look at it. And
yeah,
it's amazing because you'll find, you know, these 12 different holes that are in there that aren't being done, that when we just go ahead and focus on that system and we create it from first all the way to last, or A to Z, however you want to look at it, it makes a huge difference. And a lot of us believe that we can multitask,
right,
but we should not be doing that. We should be just, you know, sold out on one thing and finish that one thing. I will say on maybe one last thing to this is, when you are working on what I call your project time, because when you're creating these systems for your school or your goals for your school, and you're going to be totally focused, you need to create project time every week at a certain day and a certain time. Like for me, you know, every Tuesday and Thursday from 9 to noon are my project times. And so unless there's something that happens to come up that I have to go do that's more important than that project, otherwise I am totally sold out on, you know, that time where I'm working on projects for, you know, my school or for coaching or what have you.
Right, exactly. I mean, and that's, you know, it's interesting because it's so easy to get caught up in what I call the thick of things, you know, in the day-to-day. And you just keep rolling along, and before you know it, you look back at 2015 we are, and we look back at 2014, and we're really not that much further along than we were a year ago. And, you know, we blame it on the economy, we blame it on setbacks, we blame it about, you know, whatever, but really it is about focus. You know, it's about really getting down to knowing what you want and, like you said, dialing it in and making it happen. And I was just at a seminar with Apollo Lodra for Cali for Kids. He's a good friend of mine, a great martial artist and a great businessman. And he, you know, he talked about building and, you know, what is the model that you want? And it's quite simple. Do you want to make 15 grand a month? Okay, if that's the case, that's fine. What is your profit going to be? 10? Okay, so you have to first start off with less than 5,000 in overhead, right? So you can't make things up in your head, you know. So, okay, now we have 10 grand we have to make, you know, and we have to go, okay, how many students will it take to make 15,000? 150 at $100, or, you know, 100 at $150, or, you know, and then some at more and some at less. And you don't always have to use that martial art calculator that every student times whatever amount equals your total gross. You still have retail, special events, testing if you charge for it, elite programs, private lessons. I mean, the list goes on and on. What is it that you want to do to architect or make that $15,000 a month? How will that change your landscape if you're making 120 grand take home profit a year? You know, it's really all about looking at that and going, it's interesting. We could do this and make it happen. You know, so it's all about, you know, really that's what I'm thinking. I think that the biggest thing is for people to start doing that now. And that's what our call, I think the message is, you know, start laying out what you're interested in. And, you know, for people who are listening, why don't you write us and tell us? Maybe we could give you some insight. It'd be a fun kind of thing to talk about on our next call, you know, how we would take it, what our approach would be towards what you want to achieve. So if you're interested, let us know and send us an email.
Yes, please. And I just want to add that our last call, I offered that New Year's resolution product to school owners, and we had some people private message me on that and download it, and they, you know, had made some comments on the actual sales page for me. And for you guys, thank you for that. I will, for the next couple of weeks, leave that open. So if you want to private message me, you're more than welcome to still get that product advance, you know, no cost to you, but then I'll be closing it down. So I just wanted to say that. And also, Allie, can you let everybody know about Atlantic City?
Oh, yeah. Well, coming up in Atlantic City at the Tropicana Hotel, Sifu Allen Goldberg is hosting. It is the largest martial art event that I've ever seen. I mean, he has an awards dinner with a Hall of Fame and a banquet. And there's over 12 to 1,300 people receiving awards. It's insane. It's incredible. Very fun. The event starts and ends, you know, within a reasonable amount of time, and you're not sitting around too long. It also is an expo where he has vendors and he has tournaments. He has an arm wrestling competition, a karate tournament, a grappling tournament. He also has over 60 free seminars with world-renowned martial artists. I mean, Dan the Beast Severn has been there, Kari Tagawa, you know, Michael Jai White from, you know, the movie Bourne Identity. He's in one of the new Bourne movies, and he's done so many films. He was Spawn. He's there. You know, guest celebrities signing pictures and meeting with fans, like the bad karate instructor from The Karate Kid, you know, Philip Morris, and all different people. You know, it's just insane. And we're doing this elite business seminar where I have some amazing speakers. You're speaking, I'm speaking, Melody Schumann, Dave Kovar, Buddy Hudson, Apollo Lodra, Ace Ramirez, so many amazing speakers talking about how to take your business to the next level. So it's on January of this month, on the 24th and 25th, actually the 23rd and 24th and 25th, and the business seminars are on the 23rd and 24th. So you could go to HOH, like Hall of Honors, Mega, MEGA.com. So HOHmega.com. And we'd love to have you there. I'd love to meet with you. Dwayne and I will be there hanging out. Another one of our buddies is coming in, Kenny Bigby. And it's going to be amazing. I've been doing this for like 12 years with Allen Goldberg, and it's a great event.
Yeah, I'm excited. So I'll also put, we'll make sure that there's a link on this post so that everybody can get to that as well.
Right. Absolutely. Without a doubt. Thanks so much for reminding me about that. I keep forgetting. So Anyway, cool, dude. So we're going to be chatting this year a lot. We got a lot going on. We'll be sharing with people so much more, and we will talk real soon.
Yeah, and everybody, I was going to say, everybody, nail your goals for this year and get focused on them. So thanks a lot, Allie. Go ahead. You were going to say something.
No, I was saying any last comments I was saying, but you just finished up with it. So awesome.
Yeah, no, and then, I will say, I know we talked about this in a couple of calls ago, but, summer camp, this is the time to start, advertising for your summer camps. Also, Valentine's Day, you need to get your Valentine cards. I'm not pushing Allie's, but I'm just saying Allie does have Valentine cards that you can purchase from him. Is there a link that I can throw on here?
Yeah, you know what? I will get you, Dwayne, the actual flyer for the Valentine's cards. And then I'll send it, and we could link it and attach it, and then people could just email me if they're interested. No pressure, but I'd love to have you guys and work with you guys on it.
Yeah, and I just say it's easier to just have somebody have already made it for you than it is to try to get it done at this point. I mean, if you want to make your own next year, then you need to start in November in order to have time to do it. So, all right, Allie, thanks a lot, everybody. Get to it.
Yep, I'll talk to you soon, everyone.